Hello, is there Ashley available?
Who?
Ashley? Hello, is there Ashley available?
Hello?
Hello, is there Ashley available?
Yes.
Hi, Ashley. I'm John. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household?
I don't do surveys.
We're not trying to sell you anything. Just get your opinion in regards to issues that are facing the community and the nation in general. Your answers
okay.
are in confidential. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio,
no.
internet? I'm sorry?
No.
No? Okay, not a problem. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Say that again.
Are you 21 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Go ahead.
Would you definitely vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or would you probably not vote? Okay, thank you, Ashley. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, understood. And what is your race?
I'm African American.
Okay, understood. And what is your age, Ashley?
'Cause that.
All right, that's fine. Not a problem. That's fine. And I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10. How important of an issue is it for you to have them focus on? Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue, it says eliminating food deserts in our communities. From 0 to 10, how will you rate this issue?
I'll say 8.
Okay, thank you, Ashley. And the next one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I'll say 9 on that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And next one, it says protecting Social Security and Medicare.
8.
Okay. Thank you. And the next one, it says fighting inflation and improving the economy.
9.
Okay. Understood. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Say probably worse.
Okay, understood and thank you. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I would say maybe about the same.
About the same? Oh, okay, thank you. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to 2 of the choices I'm going to read to you. The first one is cigarettes. The next one is ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. The next one is marijuana and other cannabis products. Next option is vaping. Next is heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. The next one is alcohol. And the last one, it says opioids and fentanyl. You can select.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to tell you that you can select up to 2 out of the ones that I read to you.
I'll probably say drugs and alcohol.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Drugs and alcohol. Thank you for your opinion. We're halfway through, and I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
It can improve it.
Oh, okay. Would you strongly agree with that or some would agree?
I'll probably some would agree with that.
Okay, understood. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products for each. Tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. The first one, it says oral nicotine pouches. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with this?
I'm not familiar.
Okay, understood. Thank you. And next one, it says Heath, not burn tobacco products.
I'm not familiar.
Not familiar with that? Oh, okay, understood. And the other one, it says e-cigarettes or vapes?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar? Oh, okay, understood. Thank you. And I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. And as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable deaths, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. And that's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke only 1 in 10. Who try to quit smoking are successful, many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Would you say that is introduction to smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans, smart education and anti-tobacco advertisement? And the last one, it says cost of smoking has gone up.
I would probably say advertisement.
The advertisement? Oh, okay. Understood. Thank you, Ashley. And I would like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. The first one, it says, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of the smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Or, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Will you say that you agree with the first statement I read to you, or just the last one?
The last one.
The last one? Oh, okay. Understood. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Would you say that it's much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, or much less harmful?
I would say somewhat harmful.
Somewhat harmful. Okay. Understood. And before we finish, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement, it says, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful, but there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can't or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine from 0 to 10? 7? Okay, understood. And next one, it says, our goal should be for more people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10, how would you rate that, Ashley?
I'll say 8 on that.
An 8? Oh, okay. Thank you, Ashley, for your opinion. And this statement, it says, opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times as many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's really being used in our community to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use, by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking.
I'll say a
6
on that.
A 6? Okay, understood, and thank you for your opinion. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Will you say you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. Would you say somewhat agree or somewhat disagree? I'm sorry, just to make sure about your opinion, Ashley.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, understood. Somewhat agree, you said. And before we finish, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? The first one is e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
No? Okay. And next one is pipe tobacco?
Nope.
Okay. Cigarettes?
No.
Okay. Cigars?
No.
Okay. And smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay. And oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Okay. Understood. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Have you, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, Ashley?
That was years ago. So probably 19.
Was it a high school graduate, college graduate, some college?
College
graduate?
Yes.
Okay, understood. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. We should have following best describes how you think of your current economic situation. Would you say wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I'll say working class.
Okay, understood. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Rural, okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. Understood. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Okay, understood. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican, Donald Trump, and Democrat, Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Okay, understood. This concludes our survey, Ashley. I do thank you very much for your participation, and you have a beautiful evening. Thank you for your time once again.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.